Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to True Thursday. It is Fast, a.k.a. Be True, here on Culture Shock Entertainment Report on BTR, Blog Talk Radio Community. Rise and shine, or good afternoon, or good brunch time, good morning, good lunch time, evening, late night, nighttime, wherever you are in this beautiful, beautiful world. You know, when I said that, I'm thinking, and, you know, thinking about World Wednesday and how we just do our best to create more world peace in right now in the present moment. I got a little nostalgic thinking about, do you all remember, or have you ever, or if you're not old enough, have you, do you remember the commercial, the song? He's got the whole world in his hands. He's got the whole wide world in his hands. I definitely need to add that to the playlist. Definitely. Oh, man, speaking of music news, yesterday I talked about the 3Ts, Tony, tickets on sale for their tour. That begins September the 21st down here in the Deep South. I'm in Jackson, Mississippi, but Birmingham is where they're kicking off the tour. But yeah, I met them right here in Jackson before they even formed Tony, and loved it when the times they did visit Jackson. But I heard overnight on World News, ABC News, you all know I love Prince. You all know I love Kiss. You all know I love B.B. King. Whitney Houston, and so on. But I don't know. Many of you do know I'm a metalhead. I love rock music. I love, you know, I grew up loving. Matter of fact, Paul Stanley was my first crush. And my cousin Linda reminded me also of a film that was made here before I was born, but that it was my first movie that I really got emotionally involved with, other than Oh Yella, was the movie that Robbie Benson starred in. And he was one of my, he might have been my first crush. I'm thinking Paul Stanley, but Robbie Benson might have been my first crush, but I think Paul Stanley was. But Billy Idol, many of you are probably excited just like I am that Billy Idol is remastering. He's selling a CD, selling a CD edition of his 1982 album. So I definitely will share more info regarding that. Or you all can call in. Those of you that have the tea can call in and talk about that. But it's True Thursday. Praying for an 11-hour rescue of those tourists and scientists, explorers, thrill seekers that are at sea, lost at sea. Hopefully, prayfully, they are found. The time is running out with the oxygen. And I've heard, and also overnight, I've heard a report that we keep hearing that the oxygen will run out this morning. But I heard a report that that's not completely true, that the oxygen level will begin to reduce this morning, not necessarily run out. So I hope that story, that report that I heard just overnight, I need to look up the source. I heard it on ABC News, I can tell you that much. And you probably heard the report too, that it will begin to dissipate, that the oxygen will begin to dissipate, not completely go out. Hopefully that Canadian craft that is searching for the submersive will locate it. It can't pull it up, but it definitely can untangle it. And hopefully if it untangles it, and prayfully they're alive, they can guide it to the surface. So definitely praying for a miracle. Definitely praying for a miracle on this one. Yes, so let's see. Here's a list from Newsweek. A lot of news going on. There's a lot of news going on here in Jackson, Mississippi. That is international, national newsworthy also, a lot regarding the storms, regarding many are still without power. There are many places, cooling and stations for people to charge their electronic devices. Also, there are places that are providing meals and delivering meals to those that are shut in. There are many people here in the Jackson metropolitan area that are trapped. So we're dealing with weather. We're dealing with bad weather in the state. We're also dealing with heat. It's hot here in Mississippi, but it's super hot in Texas and other states. Sending out condolences and love to the USPS postal worker who died from working in 115 degrees heat. So, Cousin Linda and I was talking about the weather, and so the weather is just going crazy. And I know it's going crazy all around the world. There's flooding going on all around the world. And those of you that interact with me, let me know. Let us know what's going on in your neck of the woods in this beautiful world, what's going on, period, in society and politics and dealing with this weather. I know it's beautiful weather at a lot of places also, but some of us are dealing with – it's beautiful weather here, but when the storms come – it's like crazy. And when some people don't have power, this heat is unbearable. Also, Highway 18, that you all heard me mention yesterday when I was talking about first time I heard Little Walter from Tony. Highway 18 here in Jackson, Mississippi, buckled up, just like some of the highways in Texas and other states due to the heat. Businesses here, those of you that can help in Texas, help here in Mississippi. You know, the bad weather hit the Jackson metropolitan area, but we had tornadoes that hit Lowen, and sometimes I say Lowen, Mississippi, and also Moss Point. You all seen that on national news. Those areas need help. Governor Tate Reeves, he visited the Lowen community town. And I know a couple of people. Matter of fact, I remember being a background actress with a guy from Lowen back on the set of Ghost of Mississippi with Whoopi Goldberg, Alec Baldwin, James Woods. Yeah. And speaking of movies, movies are being made here in Jackson. Terrence Howard's film, a horror film, should be wrapping up next week. George Lopez is here in Jackson, filming on the campus of Belhaven University. The setting of the film is in Jackson. It's in L.A., but it is a comedy. I think it's called The Grinch Who Stole Christmas, something like that. It's a comedy. Of course, it's a comedy with George Lopez, right? And love him. He's awesome. I love Terrence Howard also. And one of my dear friends, one of my colleagues, one of my peers, Emil Wilson is one of the producers, and he's an alum of Belhaven University. So he's like, why not put a little piece of Mississippi in this film? So George Lopez, I watched a piece with our 16 WAPT News ABC affiliate, and he is just excited for being here also, and his cast members are very excited to be here also, and he mentioned the impact on the city that this makes also, bringing more filmmaking here. He said less and less films are being made in L.A. And even during the pandemic, films were made. Bruce Willis made a film here during the pandemic. If I'm not mistaken, his last film that he starred in was produced right here. He found out about his diagnosis when he was filming, right before he started filming here. So just thank you so much for tuning in to Cut the Shuck Entertainment Report. And remember, tomorrow, Cousin Linda will join us for Fun Friday. Email me, CultureShock, KultureShockEnt_Beth@yahoo.com. KultureShockEnt_Beth@yahoo.com. I had moved my phone away so you all wouldn't hear that, you know, that alert sound. And then when I moved it closer to me, then it made the sound again. But again, my email is CultureShock, KultureShockEnt_Beth@yahoo.com. And also Cash App. Love your support and your listenership and being a team with me, because there's no I in the team. Also, thank you for those that would like to assist with the redevelopment and the upgrade of the podcast, and anything sent would definitely be reinvested in the podcast. And the Cash App is $Beth, BETHBTRUKULTUESHOK. $Beth, Be True, BTRUKULTUESHOK. $Beth, BETH, Be True, BTRUKULTUESHOK. So that's that info. And also I have my TikTok info posted on the promo of the show. Love to interact with my worldwide listeners that are TikTokers also. Show me what you're doing on TikTok, and also interact. Big shout out to those I interact with throughout social media, on Instagram and Twitter and YouTube and LinkedIn and on and on and on and on. Facebook, remember Cut the Shuck Entertainment Report, have a Facebook page also, Cut the Shuck Entertainment Report. Thank you for supporting the new extension spinoff, Cut the Shuck Entertainment Report's exclusive on Spotify, and it can be heard on iHeartRadio. I am also I have a house in the Clubhouse. I am also in the Clubhouse. So just look for Cut the Shuck Entertainment Report's podcast. And those of you that are in Clubhouse, invite me to your house. Friends, I really do appreciate you. Again, a lot of hot topics, but only a little time to go. But what I will do, I will share information regarding, our mayor had a press conference last week here in Jackson. Mayor Chakwe Antoine Lumumba, he had a press conference last week at the Jackson Health Comprehensive Center with doctors and other leaders regarding free filters that would be given to households of pregnant women and children. And our third party manager of our water system have a few qualms about that. And so they end up going to court yesterday regarding what was spoken at that particular press conference. Third party manager felt that the mayor and the doctors and other leaders at the press conference misled the public on the safety of our water. We get letters consistently for years. When I say years, many years, warning us about lead in the city of Jackson's water. And also recommendations to filter our water. And also I have friends, Democratic friends, that I have gone to the state capitol with, I know in 2018, with, because they were lobbying, speaking up, advocating the importance of using filters for our water. And lawmaker David Blunt, state lawmaker, is a proponent of filtered water, us using filters for this, because of lead in our water. And I remember being with my friends. They invited me to a union crawfish bowl. And with the unions, I support unions since I was a child. And I know we went to the city of Byron, City Hall meeting, where my friends spoke up, and also lawmaker David Blunt, Representative David Blunt, did also, about the importance of using filters. So, I mean, third-party management, continue doing your good job, but it's only right for any mayor to speak out, and as the mayor stated, that the Mississippi State Health Department mandate to issue filters for the water of households that consist of expectant mothers and households where children live. So it's great for a mayor to speak up and advocate and let the people know. That's we get those letters often. We get the letters consistently, more than our bills. We get the letters warning us about the safety of our water. And that's been for years. And that's across America, maybe around the world, where people have concern for lead in water. So I just wanted to let you all know about that. Before I hang up, before we conclude, I do need to look up that info for you regarding the different places where people can cool off and charge their phones, and numbers for those who need food delivered to them.
email from school about the incident today.
Yes.
Tell me about it. Did you have any idea that was going on?
None. I mean, you saw Derek at the game last night, too. Did you have a clue?
No, but you know, teachers like me, parents, we don't always know as much as you guys do. Kids hear first about what's going on with other kids.
Half the time, it's rumors.
It can be hard to tell sometimes, but if you're ever concerned about a friend who's having trouble with alcohol, prescription drugs, bullying, violence, anything, you need to tell an adult. Mom or me, a teacher, coach, school counselor, someone you know and trust.
Dad, no kid is going to tell an adult about that kind of stuff.
I get it, but if we don't know, we can't help. Speaking up about a problem, that's what helping a friend is all about.
For more information, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
If you talk, if they will hear you.
We all want our kids to grow up safe and healthy. So we show them how. And we tell them with honest conversations that let them know what we expect. Not just one time, but every chance we get. That's especially important when it comes to alcohol and other drugs. Kids not only need to know the dangers and how to avoid them, they need to hear it often from you. And when it comes to pain medications, opioids, they need to know that they should never be taken without a prescription and never shared with friends or family. It's dangerous and illegal. So talk with your kids and guide them through the challenges of growing up safe and healthy. Because when you talk, they hear you. For more information about talking with your kids about underage use of alcohol and other drugs, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
So stop, they hear you. You can do it if you try.
A big shout out to Charisma, the musician that produced the song that plays as the intro. And the title song is 11 seconds less than 1 minute. And it was so funny when he sent me a lot of music. I have a lot of music. He will come on the show real soon. He's a resident of Istanbul, Turkey. And we've been Facebook social media friends since I joined. He's one of my first social media Facebook friends. And I just loved his music from the beginning. And when I premiere, when you listen to, like, original shows from 2011, you hear a lot of his music. And he is super talented. He's really like a prince. He was telling me yesterday that he really needs a team to really put out the kind of music he would like to put out. And he super reminded me of Prince then, because that's how Prince was. He could do a lot by himself, but he needed a collective to really express what he really needed to express. But check him out. Check him out on Facebook and on YouTube. And I have some information. I would do my best to start putting his contact info, his links in the description, in the promo write-up also, so you all can listen to more of his music that's not played here. And some of you might want to connect with him to work on, collaborate on some projects. I am doing my best to get this important information out regarding the city of Jackson before the time expires for this live broadcast. Okay. Hot meals and ice are still being distributed. Yesterday, City of Jackson Operations Shoestring Extension Building, Old Capitol Furniture Building, 1720 Bailey Avenue, they did it yesterday, and there was a great piece on the news, on 16 WAPT News. And so I'm thinking that they're going to do it today also, until the power is restored. Businesses without power. There are businesses in my neighborhood, in my community, without power, churches without power. So Hinds County, town of Edwards, location 180 Main Street in Edwards, Mississippi. Hinds County, town of Utica, location City Hall, 110 White Oak Street, Utica, Mississippi. So if you're not in Mississippi, and you're concerned about those in Mississippi, and loved ones and friends, or you just have a love for Mississippi, because I'm here, we're here. Thank you in advance for your help and your assistance. You can also contact the city of Jackson, and they can put you in touch with these locations, or you can get in touch with these locations directly. If you are sick, shut in, and need a hot meal or ice, call the Mississippi Rapid Response Coalition Crisis Hotline. Again, if you're sick, shut in, or need a hot meal or ice, or if you're not in the Jackson, Mississippi area and know someone who does need help, provide them with this information or call Mississippi Rapid Response Coalition and give them that person's info. 844-435-7601. And even our garbage service, yeah, they didn't pick up Monday because I figured because it was June 10th, but they picked up Tuesday. So Richard's Disposal, this was posted on the 20th. Okay. Richard's Disposal and residents to know they are experiencing temporary delays due to recent storms. Crews are running about a day behind on trash pickup. Despite the delays, please leave your trash at the curb. Crews will be through to pick it up. Also, many areas remain unpassable or inaccessible due to storm debris. We ask for patience as crews attempt to reach those areas, though they are hoping to be back on schedule by the end of the week. Richards is only picking up household trash. If you have large limbs or storm debris that needs to be removed, you are asked to call the City of Jackson's Solid Waste Division at 601-960-1193. Again, those of you that have large limbs or storm debris that needs to be removed, you are asked to call the City of Jackson Solid Waste Division at 601-960-1193. If you have hired a contractor to cut up trees, it is the responsibility of the contractor to remove the debris. So I had small, like I didn't have humongous limbs, so they picked up mine. They weren't humongous. Let's see. So Word and Worship, as I know, is still a cooling and charging station. That's up Hanging Moss Road. That's around the corner from me, but it's up close to 220. Word and Worship, that's Reverend Stallworth. So that address is right at Hanging Moss Road and I-220. Also, the church is offering 24-hour shelter. So those of you that didn't know that, from the beginning, they've been doing that. Tougaloo Community Center, 318 Vine Street, Westside Community Center, 1650 Wiggins Road, Hot Meals and Ice. They've been doing that since the beginning, so I'm sure they are still doing it. New Vineyard Church, 4207 Rainy Road, Tougaloo Community Center, 318 Vine Street. My council person friend, Angela McLee, has been doing a great job, too. The mayor's sister, who's running for District 72, and her people have been doing an amazing thing. Also, one of her canvassers stopped by the other evening. Triumph the Church and Kingdom, 5302 Queen Mary Lane. Westside Community Center, again, Wiggins Road. They have that. They have some things down a couple times. Willowwood Community Center, 4331 Willowwood Road Boulevard. So places that have been doing it from the beginning look like they are continuing to do it. You all know on Friday, our 911 system was down. In case of an emergency, we were instructed to call 311. That's the at the complaint line. Yeah, during Friday, when our fire stations were hit, and then also our 911 system was down. No joke, seriously, crazy. And that right now there's about 6,000 to 7,000 people statewide without power. So we thank you all for your prayers and those of you that can come help and help. And also praying for our brothers and sisters in Texas and other areas where storms and tornadoes hit. Praying for this weather, if it's hot weather or if you're dealing with flooding. Also, right before the show, I seen a weather report that we must have concerns now in Jackson and Raymond regarding flooding. Because of the storms. So, because the Ross Barnett Reservoir will crest or something will level up and will cause some flooding in, I almost say minor, but no flooding is minor. Flooding in Jackson and in some areas of Jackson and in Raymond. So, just putting that word out also. But it is summertime and I'm super excited. Time to conclude the show, and I thank you all for tuning in. Join us tomorrow. Cousin Linda and I will continue our discussion regarding proper etiquette. I know, proper etiquette advice in different settings, something we need to do while we're always talking about staycations and vacation and travel, etiquette when traveling, etiquette when you're doing staycations, etiquette when you are, you and friends or you and family are, you know, touring places. If it's in your own respective area or town, it's, basic etiquette and even some, and even we were advanced to some, not just proper etiquette 101, but some advanced etiquette talk also. But if you go to Cousin Linda's Facebook page, she has posted some amazing, and tagged me also. So those of you that are connected with me on Facebook and social media, you will see where she tagged me in some awesome YouTube videos regarding proper etiquette in different settings from different people, different sources, from old school to some of the newest experts in etiquette. Well, thank you so much for your love. Thank you for your support. Remember the guest call-in number. Also, it's 516-595-8255. Save it. Write it down next to your phone. Create a listener profile so you can chat in the chat room and enter with the BTR community. I appreciate your love and your support. Thank you. I'm changing. I've been praying for the right dietary schedule to go with my, I'm on a good consistent sleep schedule and exercise, but I'm always like trying to find the perfect eating schedule. And so I found the eating schedule.
Thank you. and it's not growing.